Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Can we just pray in the next 1 minute in other tongues, in your language, in English, anyhow you can pray. Just pray. Pour your expectation to the Lord tonight. In less than an hour, we are out from here. Everyone, lift up a prayer of expectation. A prayer of expectation. Talk to the Lord tonight. Everywhere. Talk to the Lord tonight. Inside, outside. Lift up a prayer of expectation. Lift up a prayer of expectation. Oh, Rabba Shabba Baba Baba Baba. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for moving already. We can feel your presence. We know you are moving. Thank you, Father. Let's be seated, everyone. Hallelujah. This is the last day of Kabod. So trust God to be very fast with the word, because we'll pray for the sick and everyone in need by God's special grace. Alright, so we've been talking in the past 3 days about the new man and his new world. Hallelujah. The new man and his new world. We've been speaking about it all this while for the 2 days. How many of you have been blessed thus far? If you're blessed, shout glory. So today, while I was meditating, the Lord wanted me to, he stirred some notion in my heart that he wants me to emphasize on. Some ideas. Part of the scripture. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now let's see Ephesians 1 and 18 in the Amplified rendition. Let's start from there today. It said, and I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit. And this is Paul the Apostle praying for a church, the church in Ephesus. I pray that the eyes of your heart, the very center and core of your being, may be enlightened, flooded with light by the Holy Spirit, so that you will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which he has called you. God has called us. The riches of his word, glorious inheritance. Say that with me, everyone. The riches of his word, glorious inheritance. In the sense. Where is the riches of his glorious inheritance? In the saints. Next part of scripture. Who are the saints? God's people. And so that you begin to what? Know what the immeasurable and what? Unlimited. And what? The surpassing greatness of his active spiritual power in us who believe. How many of you believe in God tonight? The Bible said there's something so much in you which is immeasurable, unlimited, and surpasses what? Greatness. And God wants you to know about it. You know, you can have it. If you don't know about it, then you can't use it. Are you guys here tonight? It is possible to have it and not be able to use it if you are not aware of it. The Bible did not say my people perish for lack of fasting and prayer yet. It said my people perish for lack of what? Knowledge. Meaning it is possible to fast and pray. If you are fasting and praying with ignorance, you will still not be able to use the power of God on your inside. You must be aware first. Are we together? He said, these are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength. Now, we want to see where he produced that riches of his glorious inheritance and the saints and its power, which is immeasurable and etc. Next part of scripture. It then says, which he produced in Christ. Now, where did he produce all of these things? In Christ. When? When he raised him from the dead. And what? Seated him at his what? Own right. In what? The heavenly places. Now, there's so much glory in us, the Bible says. Now, when Jesus resurrected, he produced so much glory. The Bible talks about the riches. He calls it the riches of God's what? Glorious inheritance. Goes further to explain how that riches is immeasurable. He said the riches is what? Unlimited. And the riches what? Surpasses greatness. And how that God produced it when he what? Resurrected Jesus from the dead. Are we here? But God stirred something in my heart today. He said it can be frustrated. It is possible that this glory, I mean, the grace of God is frustrated. I say, how? He said, yes. If, for instance, I say I want something in 2 minutes, and I say, go like this, get me that thing in 2 minutes, be back. You know why I said in 2 minutes, be back? Because I'm sure going through this path will not take you more than 2 minutes. Are you guys here tonight? What if you now take another path, trying to get that thing, and probably you don't even get it at all? Or it's taking so much time for you to get it. Meanwhile, I told you, you go like this, in 2 minutes, you get it. But you are saying you wanted to go like this from your own understanding that you had known probably before. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You are now frustrating my expectation, me the sender. Because I said in 2 minutes, I want you to come back, knowing fully well that this path I'm telling you to take is not far at all. Are you guys here with me tonight? Now, let me ask you a question. Satan, you think he's that dull to come obviously in ways you detect him? No. I think Satan is quite intelligent than that. Alright? Satan will not come to you with two bat ears like we see in our storybooks and come to you with horns. He doesn't want you to know that it is him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? See when, I remember when he spoke to Eve. He didn't speak like he was against God. He didn't come to oppose God immediately. When Eve said, God said I shouldn't eat from this tree, Satan did not say, who is God? Is he mad? No. He kept quiet. He pretended like he was for God. He now said to her, he said, you will not truly die. He didn't say, you will die. You will not die, John. Get out. He said, you will not truly die. He wanted her to feel like he was with God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Say, eat it. You will not truly die. But you will not truly die like that. It's just that your eyes will be what? Open. And she ate it. I remember many years ago, my friend told me, he said, discernment is not the difference between good and obvious bad. He said, discernment is the difference between good and almost good. Good and what? Almost good. Satan presents himself as almost good. But remember, almost good is not good. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain tonight? Almost good is religion. And it frustrates the grace of God. Let's see Galatians 2:21. See what Paul said. He spoke about the reality we have in Christ in verse 20 yet. See what he said in verse 20 first. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him I have shed his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. He said, the life I now live in the body, I live by the faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and what? Gave up himself for me. Next part of scripture. He spoke grace, the reality. Then he said, I will not frustrate. Okay, let me use the terms here. He said, I do not ignore or nullify the gracious gift of the grace of God. His amazing unmerited favor. For if righteousness comes through observing the law, then Christ died what? Needlessly. His suffering and death would have had no what? Purpose whatsoever. He's saying if righteousness should come by the law, then everything Jesus did on the cross is useless. That simply means that, now give me the NKJV rendition. NKJV. Are you here, everyone? He said, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. Let's see Romans 4:25. Firstly, give me Romans 5:20 first. All right, go back to Romans 4:25 first. Now everybody read for us. One, two, go. And go to, before we really dwell on in this part of scripture, go back to Romans 8 and 2. And just hit verse 3. And everybody read, then we'll come back here. Are we together? Are you here? Let's read. One to go. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son. Read again. One to go. Now, do you understand why Paul said if righteousness comes by the law, then the finished work of Jesus on Calvary is useless? Look at it carefully. He said what the law could not do. What the law, meaning the law could not achieve that purpose. Are you guys here tonight? The law could not do it. What is the law? Human effort. Using human effort to want to please God. Using human means, human tradition to want to touch God. Man-made traditions. He said, if righteousness come by this means, Paul speaking in Galatians, he said, then we're frustrating the grace of God. Then he says here, he said, what the law could not do. The law could not do it. You cannot do it by your strength. The Bible says, by strength shall no man prevail. It's not possible. Now, if you try to live for God by strength, human ideas, you will frustrate your life. You'll be frustrated. Your worship to God will be in vain. In fact, you'll be living more like a hypocrite. See what the Bible says, for instance, in Matthew, was that scripture again? Help me. That says, Matthew 15:9. It said, in vain they do worship me because they take for doctrines the word teachings of men. So their worship to God was vain because they were taking for doctrines the word commandments or teachings of men. Let's see in the NLT's rendition with the Amplifier rendition. It said, their worship is false. For they teach man-made ideas as what commands from God. That is why their worship is not making any sense. I don't know if you've been there before that you cried in church and you went back home and did the things you were crying against in church. That's what it means for your worship to be in vain. That you say, God, I love you, I will live for you, but you go back there and you are living for the world. It looks like you are not a sincere person. You actually meant it when you were crying in church. I don't think anybody will be crying before God and telling him, I love you. Then go back consciously on their own accord by their own power and making and say, I want to live against God. No. It's more like fulfilling what Paul said in Romans 7. Let's see Romans 7 from verse 13. You see why we are talking against the teachings of men and people think we are foolish? If you keep on adhering to the commandments, the teachings of men, you will frustrate the grace of God. Look at the glorious riches in the saints. But you should judge for yourself how much you have touched already. With everything Jesus has done for us, how come we are still in sin? How come we are still in sickness? How come? Because we are following man-made ideas for doctrine. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Many people here can relate more to their human philosophies that they learn from wherever they grew up from, their culture, their family, than the word of God. That's why the Bible says saying that you are a Christian is not enough. Saying you are born again is not enough. The Bible said you must go further to renew your minds. It said, be not conformed to the systems of the world, but be what? Transformed. By what? The renewal of your mind. If not, you'll be calling yourself born again. And born again will be saying, this is my cancer. It's not possible to be a cancer patient and be born again at the same time. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? I know I'm sounding foolish tonight, but I know I'm speaking for God. Just as the heavens are far from the earth, so are his ways far from the ways of a mere man. That's what the Bible said. You know, the Bible goes further to say that the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. But before that, it said, eyes have not what? Ears have not what? First Corinthians 2. He said, nor has it gotten into the hearts of men what God has what? Prepared for those that what? Love him. Nobody has seen that kind of glory before. In time past. And we're seeing little right now. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Well, see what he says. He said, the Spirit searches all things. God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, he searches what? All things. He said, yea, the deep things of God. He didn't stop there. Look at verse 10. Give me verse 10. Or verse 11 rather. Verse 11. Then he says in verse 11, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? He's trying to relate something with something now. Are we together? Even so, no one knows the things of... Remember something in verse 10. It said the Spirit searches all things. Remember verse 9 had said that eyes have not, ears have not, nor has it entered into the heart. The things God prepared for those who would love him. Then he now goes further to explain. He said, but the Spirit searches all things. Not some things. And I say, yea, the deepest things of God. Then verse 11 now. He said, he's now relating with humanity. He said, so that you understand from this concept. He said, no, which man knows the spirit of a man? It knows a man except the spirit of that man. Now, if you take this man's spirit and put in me, I may not look like him, but I'll know everything he ever knew in this life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because you've put this guy's, call it now, database on my inside. This may be a different body compared to his own, but I have all the information he knows. Because his spirit is on my inside. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So he said, God is speaking. He said, no one knows. He said, who knows the heart of a man but the spirit of that man? He said, in the same way, who knows the heart of God but what? The spirit of God. Now look at the next part of scripture. It then says in verse 12, it said, now we have what? Received. Not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. That we might know the things that are freely given unto us. You know why I like the scripture? I mean, it's so wonderful, prophetic. He said that we might. You know why? You can be filled with the Holy Spirit and might not know. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Somebody might say, I'm praying in tongues. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. Yet you may not know. Because you don't even expect to know. You know, some people don't expect to know God. They think God is somebody that no one can know. Meanwhile, we are not the one that say, God, we must know you. No, he suggested that he wants us to what? Know him. He created himself so mighty, but he said, hey, I want you to know me. He said it in the word. One time somebody told me, he said, who can know God? I said, you can know God. The Spirit searches all things. Yea, the deep things of God. Verse 12, now we have received the Spirit, not of the world, but the Spirit who is, that we might what? The Holy Spirit in you is the potency or the probability that you can know all the things of God. Am I sounding foolish? No. Look at verse 16. Everyone, you should read. Verse 16. Want to go. For who? Everybody, let's read together. Want to go. But we have the mind of Christ. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Say it by faith. Say, I have the mind of Christ. Stop thinking you are more of an Idoma man, team man, Igide man than a kingdom man. You are a new creation. Your type has never been seen. Your capabilities, abilities have been changed. They are different now. There's a new discovery about yourself. Paul, from this point of view, said, I can now do all things. Through what? That what? Say, I can do all things. All through our lifetime, we may be thinking how weak we are. People will tell us how weak we can relate more with weakness, but here comes Jesus. Not even the church of his days could survive him. They couldn't take it. He was a trouble even to the church of his days because the things he said, they couldn't relate to it. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? See, Moses told you that because of the hardness of your heart. In the beginning, it was not so. He was against their doctrine. They didn't like him. He said, I have heard an eye for an eye, but I tell you, love your enemies. They didn't like his teachings. They took up stones to stone him a lot of times. It got to a point, they said, crucify him. That's what the church said. So don't be wondering why the present day church are negating the word of God. That simply means if Jesus came, we'll come in our time. Many people will still reject Jesus.
Listen, many churches will still reject Jesus. So I will not reject Jesus if I see him. How would you know he's Jesus if you're in those days? How would you know he's the Son of the living God? Now, should I make it clearer to you? Do you know Jesus is already in our time? He's in our time. How? He's the Word. When you reject revelation, you are rejecting him. Are you guys here tonight? Now, is it possible that wherever you grew up as per denomination is the reason why you are not accepting Christ? Hey, Pastor Simon, what do you mean by accepting Christ? I mean it. Accepting Christ. That Christ comes to you, you are rejecting him because of what you learned from where you are coming from. I hope you know in the realm of the spirit in heaven, the name of your church is not written there. It's a very sad reality, but it's true. But we say, some people say it's a lie. Our church is there. There is nothing like that there. The only thing God recognizes as church is a people planted on Christ. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but it's the truth. He said, on this rock, Christ, I will build. If you are not on the rock, you are not the church. I like the fact that only these people are talking to me. I don't want you are not happy. But it's the truth. If you are not on the rock, you are not part of the church. Yes, sir. Say amen. Yes. It's the truth. You know, one time we were talking, glory to God, and someone told me, he said, some man somewhere said, men can marry men. I said, I don't care. Who is he? Say, he's the head of the church. I said, which church? The Bible teaches me that Christ is the head of the church. Are you here tonight? Yes. Who told you that the people right now are the ones that started wearing white, the first people that started wearing white and white? The Pharisees wore white and white. Yet they didn't understand the things of God. What did Jesus tell Nicodemus? He said, are you a teacher of the law and don't understand these things? He said, you must be born again. You mean I should enter my mother's womb? That's what it means. When we come to people and tell them you are a new creation, you say, see this one. You don't want to accept these realities because they are quite ambiguous. But God is saying it's our reality. Tell somebody, this is my reality. Tell another person, this is my reality. I said this in the last 2 days. No one understands the creation like the Creator. Nobody knows what you can do. No one knows what you are made up, made of, like more than God. God knows everything on your inside. He knows what you can do. Even the things people don't know you can do, He knows. He made you. That's why He came and said, let the weak say. Let the poor say, because he never made weak beings and poor beings. You may have discovered yourself weak, but you are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. That's what Paul told Timothy. He said, be ye strong in the and in the power of his might. Are you here tonight? Glory to God forevermore. He came and spoke to us in Matthew 5. He said, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Say, I'm perfect. Shout it, say, I'm perfect. Glory to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Are you glad? Are you glad? Yesterday we were speaking and we said some words. He said, to be carnally minded is. He said, but to be spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. If you are carnally minded, you must sin. And you must end in death, the realm of Satan. What does it mean to be carnally minded? That's what happened to Adam in the beginning. He ate from the wrong tree. He said, I'm naked. He saw himself from the lenses of the flesh. He described himself from the lenses of the flesh. You are not flesh. You are wearing flesh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let me say it again. You are not flesh. You are only wearing flesh. You are a spirit in a body. That is why if you are carnally minded, bodily minded, it's death. But if you are spiritually minded, it's what? Life. That's where you begin to live. And that's where you begin to enjoy peace. Say, Pastor, how do I enjoy peace and live in the spirit? You know what I mean by that? They told you, your wife just got admitted. Then in the spirit, there's no distance, even if you are in the UK. You lift up your hands and do some prayers or prayer stones in the spirit. Libro Shabagadi. You say, go and check her now. She should be up. And she's up. But if you are carnally minded and they say your wife is in coma, you will start crying. To be carnally minded produces what? I know a man of God called Andrew Womack.
His wife died. They came to announce to him and they were crying. He was singing songs, blessing the name of the Lord. Entered the hospital, held his wife, and she came back to life. His first son died. He was blessing the name of the Lord also. Held his first son. He came back to life. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. It's so costly not to be anointed. You cry and cry and cry so much. Some people see us praying and they think we are wasting our time. No, we are not. We know exactly what we are doing. When we pray in the spirit, what do? We edify ourselves. All the help we ever need in life, God has given it to us in Christ Jesus. Adam got a wrong perspective about himself and he died. God told him, the day you eat from this tree, you will die. That's how he died. Because the Bible complemented God's statement. He said to be carnally minded is death. So if Adam died but he was still living, what happened to him? He became carnally minded. And that was death. He said, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Oh, glory to God. Little wonder scripture says in Romans 8 and 1. Having said what he said before, we're going there in Romans 7:13. Paul said, the things I want to do in verse 14, I found, firstly, he said, the law is the way of a spiritual man. He said, but I'm sold under the nature of sin and death. In other words, when we say do not steal, do not commit adultery, these are the parts, the parts of a spiritual man. These are the characteristics of a spiritual man. Only a spiritual man will not steal, commit adultery, fornication. Only a spiritual man. Are you listening to me? He said, but I, Paul, he was telling them a story. He said, when I try to live by the law, let's see more clarity for this. Romans 7 verse 1. I want everybody to read it, the AKJV rendition. Everyone, want to go? Or do you not know, brethren? For I speak to those who what? Know the law. Stop. He's speaking to those that what? Know the law. Contest. Alright? Paul was not speaking to himself because he had left law to what? Grace. He wanted to take his brothers from the law into grace. So he was advising them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Then in verse 14, of course, let's continue. He said, the law, do not steal, do not, are the ways of a spiritual man. But I, while I was like you people, while I was trying to live by the law, I at that time was under the nature of what? Sin and death. Then he said, that is why the things I don't want to do, I find myself doing them. If you go further and read, in a part he said, oh wretched man that I am, who can deliver me? Meaning Paul is saying that this is not supposed to be your reality. If you are in this reality, you need deliverance. But great news is this, we've been delivered from the kingdom of darkness into God's marvelous light. Say, I'm in light. I'm in light. After all of these things, Paul then concludes in Romans 8:1. He said, but you can switch into another realm called grace. He said, there is therefore now, somebody say now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. They say, Paul, why? He said, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. Beautiful. We are now in the spirit. We are now spiritually minded. And now we can begin to live the life of God and enjoy peace. Are you getting me tonight? Next part of scripture, in verse 2, it said, the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of what? Sin. And I love verse 3. It said, what the law could not achieve in that it was weak. They say, why, Paul? He said, because of the flesh. The flesh is too stubborn. If you find out that you cannot overcome the flesh, you are trying to live by the law. If you are trying to live by the law, the flesh will win you. What the law could not achieve because of the flesh. When you find out you can't live for God, you are claiming you want to live for God and you can't, it is because you are trying to live by the law. If you try living by the law, the flesh will defeat you. He said, what the law could not do, in that it was weak because of the flesh. He said, Jesus did it by sending, God did it by sending his son in the likeness of sinful nature on account of sin. What did he do? He condemned sin, even sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. Meaning, Jesus stopped the possibility for sin to find expression in the flesh. If you know Jesus, you cannot sin in the flesh. That's what the Bible said. Glory to God forevermore. Then it goes further and says in verse 4. Let's read together.
that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. That's why our scripture, it says, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. That's part of scripture. Then it says, for to be carnally minded is death. It said, but to be what? Spiritually minded is what? Life and peace. Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I was studying the scripture and I saw a beautiful part of scripture, unbelievable, in 1 Timothy 1:9. Let's see it very fast. 1 Timothy 1:9. Are you there? It said, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous person. Can we read together? One, two, go. Knowing this, that the law is not made for what? But for what? And what? For what? And for what? For what? And what? For what? And what? And what? Because they were in sin, so they needed the law to know how sinful they were. It was not made for a righteous person. Are you people getting out and trying to explain to you? The law is not made for a righteous person. Because they were in sin, the angel of the Lord in charge of Israel, under the ministry of Moses, said, let me show these people how sinful they are. Then they had to receive the law. Look at it here. I didn't write the Bible. It's not meant for a righteous person. A righteous... Now, you know, what we need to be saved was not law. It's the truth. We needed life. Dead people need life, not law. Now, Jesus said, the enemy has come, but what? And what? And what? Respond to me, church. But he said, I am come that you may have what? And what? Life in the... We have the life of God. We're in the Spirit. We cannot fulfill the desires of the flesh. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you here tonight? Am I boring you? Galatians 5:18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. What the law could not do in that it was weak because of the flesh, God did it by sending Jesus. The verse 2 of Romans 8, it says, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from what? The law of sin and death. It says, if you are led by the Spirit, you can't be under the law. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? Romans 6:14. We know this part of scripture, everybody. I want everyone to read. Romans 6:14. Want to go. For sin shall not have what? Because you are not what? But under. Say, I'm under grace. I'm in sin. No. If you try to live by the law, sin will have dominion over you. But when you switch to grace, you will have what? Dominion over sin. Is it the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them how to say no to all forms of unrighteousness. Many people would have misunderstood grace over time. They think grace is weak. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because the Bible said in Romans 5, he said, where there's sin, grace abides even more. But listen to what Jesus says through Paul. Then he says further, he said, listen, don't misunderstand me. Am I saying that you should continue in sin that grace may abide? Then he said, no, God forbid. He explains a man in grace. He said, how can we that are dead to sin live in sin any longer? A man that has encountered grace is dead to sin. Didn't you read it in Romans 6:7? Let's see it in Romans 6:7, everyone. I want everybody to read out loud. Verse 7, want to go. For he who has died is what? We are free from sin. Say, I'm freed from sin. You're not going to be free from sin. You are freed. Now, what am I telling you? I'm telling you the truth. This truth I'm telling you now will what? Make you free. Many years ago, God freed you from sin. How did he do it? Verse 6. We've read this scripture for 2 days now, and it's still new. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might what? That we should no longer be what? Slaves to sin. You see that? The body of sin, God took it on the cross through Jesus Christ. He destroyed that body that had the possibility of causing you to walk in sin. Did you see that? You have a new body. Say, I have a new body. I know you don't believe it. Romans 8 and 11. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Want to read. But if the spirit of him who what? Dwells in you. He who what? We also what? To your what? Through his word. Who what? Dwells in you. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you aware the Holy Spirit is the one that raised Jesus from the dead? He's the power of God. He's the power of God. Glory to God. I remember the Bible had said in Ephesians 1, in the Amplified Rendition 18, it said there was a certain power produced when Jesus was raised from the dead. That means when the Holy Spirit gets on our inside, although we're dead, he will use that certain power to bring us back to life. Remember the description of that power? Can we go back there? Verse 19. So that you will begin to know what the word and what and what of what and what in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of his mighty strength. Next part of scripture. We're almost there. Which he. Where was this power produced? When he what? And what? Now, if the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, then you have an immeasurable, an unlimited, and a power that what? Surpasses greatness. Where's that power working? In you. That is why the next part of scripture of Romans 8 says something quite disturbing. But if you have a revelation, it's wonderfully sweet. It's not disturbing. Look at it. Verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are what? Debtors. God is now putting a responsibility on you. Seeing that he had given you immeasurable, unlimited, and a power that surpasses all greatness. Then he said, listen, everyone. There's a responsibility on you now. You are owing me. I've done everything. I said it is finished. I gave you the power from that finished work, which is immeasurable, unlimited, surpasses greatness. There's nothing now. I've given you everything. So you are the one owing me now. He said, debt us not to walk according to the flesh again. Because when you walk according to the flesh, you will die. He said, the next part of scripture. He said, but tempt us to walk by the Spirit. He said, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will what? Leave. How are you a debtor? A debtor not to walk in sin. A debtor to, by the Holy Spirit, subject the deeds of the flesh. No wonder Paul says things like this in Ephesians 4:22. Give me the old KJV rendition. Ephesians 4:22. The old one, just KJV, not NKJV. I want everyone to read, want to go, that you put off concerning the word, former conversation, the old man. Ooh, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitful lust. Compare it with NKJV for me. Compare it side by side. Now read the NKJV. That you put off what? Concerning your former conduct, the old man, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Paul is saying put off it. Now he's saying you have the power to put off. Remember, God had called you debtor. Do you understand why you are a debtor? The power you have now is too much. Meaning you can look at sin because of what Jesus has done by grace and say no sin. The summary was captured in the book of, I think, Titus. It said the grace of God has appeared to all men, teaching them how to what? Say no. It has configured us, God's grace. When we say God's grace, some people be thinking it's something like ice cream. No. God's grace is the reason why Romans 6:6 was written. God's grace is the reason why Romans 8:1 was written. God's grace is everything around Romans and Ephesians and the rest. You will see God's grace captured in his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. He did everything captured within his death, burial, and resurrection so that you come out spotless. So that you come out a new creation. Are you listening to me tonight? Little wonder the Bible said in Romans 5:20. Romans 5:20. It says, I want everyone to read. Want to go. Moreover, the law entered that offense may what? Abound. But where? That's not where I'm supposed to read. Romans 4:25 rather. We just saw it right now. Romans 4:25. I want everybody to read. 1, 2, go, everybody. The first part of, now, just highlight the NKJV. Remove the KJV so that everybody will read at once. 1, 2, go. Who was what? And was what? You see, everything he did was for us. This is grace, the summary. Delivered for our offenses. So when he died, don't say, Jesus took away my sin, so now I can sin anyhow. No! Don't be foolish. Look at it. Romans 6:6. When they say you are justified, they don't mean live anyhow. When they say he died for you, see what it means. Knowing this, that your old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be what? Slaves to sin. You see that? There's a responsibility. He did it and said, don't be slaves to sin. Because I've done it. You can say no to Satan. The victory, the fight is in your mind. That is why God came as the Word. In the New Testament, he didn't come as fire. He came as a Word. Because we are beings of knowledge. Dear beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Meaning you can never prosper beyond the prosperity of your soul. As a man thinketh, so is he. If the information in your heart is wrong, the manifestation of your life will be what? Wrong. This is why God chose to come as the Word. The Word. Now as we are listening, something is happening in our minds. And that's why in Romans 10 and 4, see what he says. Romans 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, see what he says. I want everybody to read. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. Read, 1, 2, go. For the weapons of our word are no what? But our word. To what? God said we war. Yes, we war. He said we have weapons of warfare. He said, but listen, the weapons of warfare are not carnal. They are not anointing oil. Are you listening? I know you will not be happy. It is not salt. It is not anointed key of David. It's ignorance that makes Christians buy those things. And you people get what I'm trying to explain. He said the weapons, how we wage warfare, we don't have carnal weapons. Anything you can touch. He said, but they are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. Look at the next part of scripture. See what the weapon is. Casting down argument. And what? That exhorts itself against the knowledge of God. Meaning if you don't have the knowledge of God, you will not know what he's trying to exhort itself above the knowledge of God. What is your weapon for winning now? The knowledge of God. By the knowledge of God, you will bring to no effect anything trying to exhort itself above the knowledge of God. Are you guys here tonight? They that know their God shall be, and they shall do. They that know their God shall be, and they shall do. Hallelujah. Are you here tonight? What is our weapon? Knowledge. Knowledge. And you will know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Pastor Simon, I just want to be a normal Christian. I want to sit on the fence. I don't like these religious things. You are joking. You are not created to sit on the fence. He said, if you are neither cold nor hot, I will spit you out from my mouth. Listen, you are not created to stand on the fence. No way. Your life is so important. You are carefully and wonderfully created by God to show the glory of his person. You know, I was telling some people somewhere, I said, some of you think God is being biased. He created you just to walk in holiness and show people he's God. No, think about all the commandments God says you should not do. Think about all the sin God says you should not do. For instance, if you smoke, who is dying? Is it God that is dying or you? If you womanize, who is dying? Is it God that is dying or you? Any sin that you do, you are the one it affects more. It doesn't affect God. Look at it, is because he loves you so much that he's saying, don't do it. And in not doing it, you will live well and you glorify his name. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because glory to God is you living your best. When you live your best as a human being, that way automatically you are giving glory to God. So it's not just somewhere in the heavens and he say, live for me, let me prove to me. No, he created you as the best thing that's ever hit the earth. When he was creating in the beginning, he said, let there be this. When he came to you, he said, no. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. He took his time. He didn't use his hand for anything. He used his hands for you.
When he finished making you in his image and likeness, he breathed into you and you became a living soul. Now you are like him. How do you live your life? How do you get things done? How did God get things done? If God wants to help you, he reminds you that you are like him. He doesn't help you by trying to get things done for you. When he was trying to walk on water, when he was walking on water, a man in his image and likeness, Peter, saw him. And Peter said, "Master, you are walking on water." He didn't argue with Peter. He said, "Walk too, so that you know I'm not just some strange being. Because what I am right now is who I want you to be. You are in my image and what? Likeness." Peter walked. Peter stood on water. And Peter started walking like Jesus. Because Peter was created in God's what? Image and likeness. Are you finding this thing strange tonight? The Bible says we do not have a Savior that is ignorant of the feelings of our infirmity. He said, "But he lives above sin in the whole world." That simply means that if you are like Jesus, you can feel. He's trying to say he felt everything you felt like a normal human being, but he still traveled. Saying that you can travel too. Are you listening to me? You can live like Satan does not exist. Because he has destroyed Satan. The work is easy. Tell somebody the work is easy. Yesterday we read a scripture in Hebrews 2:14 that he that had power over death, the devil, has been destroyed. He's not going to be destroyed. Inasmuch then as the children are partaking of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shed in the same, that through that he might what? Destroy him. Who what? Who what? Who what? The power of death, that is the devil. Satan is destroyed. He had power, people of God. He doesn't have power. What are you scared of? If God be for you, who can be against? Who can be against you? Who can be against you? What level of darkness? You live like the devil does not exist. You live unconscious of the devil. Satan is very useless to us. He is not a function. We've seen in scripture, he's powerless. He's only powerful to those that think he's powerful. For us that know that he's powerless, he's powerless. As a man thinketh in his heart, so it is. If Satan is powerful, he will be powerful in your life. But for us, he's powerless. Tell somebody he's powerless. That's why we live our life unconscious of his ability. A snake bit Paul. He didn't cry, "Oh God, why me?" He shook off. The snake threw back in the fire because he knew Satan is powerless. "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh death, where is thy sting?" They say an uncle is a demon, is a wizard. Nobody goes close to him. You shook hands with the uncle. And you say, "Be blessed." Because you are not scared. What did Paul say? He said, "To them that have knowledge is food for idols, not meant to be eaten by us." Meaning the only thing that will put you in fear, the only reason you be in fear is ignorance. If you have knowledge, you cannot be scared. He said, "I speak to them that have knowledge. Food for idols, are they not meant to be eaten by us?" Meaning when you see somebody offer a food to an idol, I know somebody will think I'm sounding foolish. But we know men that have done these things. Men like Benson Idahusa, a father of faith. It was said that they finished a sacrifice and he finished fasting. And he was peeping from the mountain. He saw how they finished sacrificing boiled yam and oil for their gods. And when he hid himself, they left. He went there, stood before the God, sat down, was inviting the God. He didn't come to eat. When he was done eating, he took the soft drink. I don't know whether it was soft. I don't know which kind of soft drink. When he was done, he left it for the gods. He said he observed when they came back, they were happy that their gods ate the food. Oh my God. We're in a new world. The supernatural world of the living God. The Bible says, "Ye are come to Mount Zion." The sea. Now, by the name Jesus, you can navigate both realms. Are you here? By the name Jesus. Let me prove it to you. Ephesians 3, everyone. Are you here? From verse 15. See what the Lord says. Want to go? From whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. They've been talking about Jesus. That Jesus' name is from the whole family in heaven and earth is named. In other words, if you bear the name of Jesus, if you are in the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter your location. A part of your family is in heaven.
and you on earth are still part of that family. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to say. That means Jesus is the unity between heaven and on earth. You may be on the earth, but you have power in the heavens. You bear the title, the surname of people, the same people in the heaven. Meaning you are welcome in heaven anytime. Thou art Peter. Upon this name Christ that you've realized, I'll build my church. Then he says something at the end. To thee have I given the keys of the kingdom. That from here, Peter, whatever you bind on earth is bind in heaven. Whatever you lose is lose in heaven. Was Peter in heaven? No. He was on the earth. But he bear a name that heaven responds to. That's how we walk in the supernatural realm of God. By the name. Acts 17:28. In him we live. In that name we live, breathe, and have our being. The name is our world. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Under this atmosphere and in this world, rise up and walk. Little wonder the Bible says, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the Lord, into an innumerable multitude of angels. Do you realize there are angels around you? We walk by faith, not by sight. The things which are not seen are more real than the things which are seen. The righteous shall live by faith. Yeah, come to Mount Zion. Say, I'm in Mount Zion. I'm in Mount Zion. The city of the Lord, into an innumerable multitude of angels, where the spirit of just men are made perfect. He said, yeah, come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. Seated together with him, there are angels around you. Make no mistake, in the Old Testament, there was a man called Elisha. He was in the cave. And they wanted to kill him because he had all the information. He will not be in their meetings, but he will be telling them what they were discussing in the meeting. They were tired of him. They brought over 10,000 soldiers to kill him. And his servant came to him and said, "Master, we are dead. We are dead. Soldiers are everywhere. We are dead." Elisha said no word. He kept quiet. When he was disturbed so much by his servant, he said, "God, open the eyes of your servant that he may know." When Elisha laid hands on him, his eyes were open. He saw a lot of angels. So many angels. The Bible said his fear went away. Gehazi, his fear what? Went away. Because he now saw God's provision. Yes, are you seeing God's provision, somebody? Yes, when men said there's a casting down, because of what we see, we shout, there is a lifting up. Why? We see God's provision. They say everybody can live in sin. We have seen God's provision. Romans 6 says, that old body of sin has been crucified to the cross and it's done away with, so that we are not slaves to sin anymore. That's God's provision. That is why I can boldly say, I am perfect like my Father in heaven is perfect. They don't understand why we talk the way we talk. Even some pastors will not understand this thing. He said, I'm perfect. I said, get out, hypocrite. But Jesus told us in Matthew, he said, be perfect. Yes, sir. As your Father in heaven is perfect. Now, to as many have believed that have believed in his name, to them he has given the word, the power to be called what? Sons. Now, God is your Father. Spirit give birth to spirit, flesh to flesh. John 1, you are not born again by the decision of men anymore. Your new birth is not a function of your father and mother's decision. That is why the moment you become born again, even then will not understand you. Because a part of a spiritual man is quite funny, is different. It says, just as the wind blows from the north to the south, so are the ways of a spiritual man. No one understands where it's coming from and where it's going to. They can't understand you. You become different. That guy that used to steal money doesn't steal again. Because if anyone be in Christ, is a what? New creation. You don't steal more meat in the pot again. All of a sudden, your dad is wondering, what is wrong with this boy? Something has happened. There's a new man. Nobody needs to check you. You can't womanize. It's not in your new nature. In 2 Peter, giving that scripture, the Bible said, by the knowledge of his great and precious promises, we are now become partakers of his divine nature. Say, I'm a partaker of his divine nature. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these promises you may be what? Partakers of his divine nature. Having what? Escaped. Say, I've escaped. How many of you are physics students? Remember escape velocity.
They say there's a law that says anything that goes down must come up. But if you apply escape velocity, it will go up and go up. We break natural laws because we walk by the Spirit. Jesus said the flesh is weak, but the Spirit is willing. The flesh is weak, the Spirit is willing. Paul complements the scripture. He said, walk in the Spirit. Because the Spirit is willing. If you are in the Spirit, you will be willing. If you are in the flesh, you will not be willing. There is now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. Because they walk after the flesh, they walk after the Spirit. So no condemnation. Because the Spirit is willing. Say, I'm willing. I'm willing. Because it is God that work in us both to will and the doing of his good pleasure. I'm willing. I'm willing. He has said so that we may boldly say, I'm not ashamed to say, I am not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He that the Son of Man have made free is what? This is the solution against cultism. If you know this, you can't be a cultist. You will realize you've been wasting your life. If you know this, you cannot be a womanizer, a manizer. It's not possible. You can't even sell your body for money. You gladly go back home and eat curry, knowing that you own businesses. He said, though your beginning may be small, he said, your later end shall greatly increase. Hello, fellow billionaires. Our eyes are not set on rubbish. Rubbish. Our eyes are set on wisdom. He said, if you set your eyes on rubbish, you end in nothing. He said, but when you set your eyes on wisdom, you end in plenty. He says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And every other good thing, not bad thing, will be added to you. A lot of people are not Christians so much effective today because they are pursuing rubbish. They are pursuing money. But God has told you, be wise. He says, seek first the kingdom. Anybody seeking first the kingdom is just being wise. That's the only way you truly have the right kind of money. I know they've been mocking us and telling us that the church is poor. Listen, they are lying. The first billionaire in the world is a Christian. Yes, sir. The first billionaire in the world is a Christian. A tighter. We broke the realm. You know, how many of you are wondering? Christians, they are not Christian billionaires. If you are a true Christian, you cannot come and tell people you are a billionaire. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? How many billionaires will rise up here and say, come and check me, I'm a billionaire? All those people saying they are billionaires, ask yourself the truth. Is any of them richer than Pastor Chris? No, think about it. One time I heard Pastor Chris talk about his riches. He said, I have so much properties, I don't even know. I checked one time, there's so much in China. I can't tell the number of them in Israel. I have so much. I don't think of properties. Just casually. Such a man, he doesn't even know what he has. Abundance. See, Pastor Simon, are we supposed to walk in abundance? Yeah. Should I show you? How many people did Jesus see that were hungry? The Bible says they were what? 5,000. How many bread did Jesus multiply? Was it 5,000? Hey, I'm about to end. Was it 5,000? How many thousand? There were so much. 12 baskets remaining. Are you people? Now, you think those people ate one? Think, if you are there, will you eat one? Say the truth. That if they share that bread, you carry only one. There is no temptation that is not common to men. If you will carry two, they carry two. It's not today that thing started. They had bags. There were Christian mothers there. Do you understand? Yet there were surplus remaining. God doesn't know mass. He's the originator of mass. He doesn't know mass. He knows mass. He started mass. Are you guys hearing me tonight? He started mass. He knows there were 5,000. He did so much because he's the God of the overflow. Thou anointed my head with oil. My cup. He's the God of the overflow. Oh, glory. I'm above only. I'm above only. Never be net. Listen, Christianity is not hard. Let me end with this. It's not hard. Romans, 1 John 5 and 3. Everybody read in the Amplified rendition. 1 John 5 and 3. I want to end with this. Everyone, I want you to read. 1, 2, go. For the true love of God is this. That we what? And what? And his what? And his what? And no what? They are not difficult to obey. That's what God said. Christianity is hard. Tell the preacher he's wrong. He said, my commandment is not what? Difficult to obey. He said, my yoke is what? My yoke is what? My yoke is what? Christianity is not hard. Anybody making you feel like Christianity is hard is a false preacher. He said, my yoke is easy. My burden is what? Light. Check the provision that made him to say these things. Look at the provision. That is why he said them. The old body is gone. Why will he say Christianity is hard? You just have to think it like that. For instance, Romans 13, the last verse. Romans 13, the last verse. Everybody, I want you to read in the Amplified rendition. Romans 13. Want to go, but clothe yourselves with what? And make what? Know what? Even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to what? The improper desire. It says, clothe yourself. In the classic, Amplified classic. He said, but clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and make what? No provision. For what? And put a stop to what? Thinking about the evil cravings of your physical nature. To gratify his desires. Meaning God is like, forget about flesh and its problem. You have a new body. Don't wake up in the morning and say, is it possible for me to live above sin? You are above sin already. You are above sin already. Are you listening to me? Don't wake up wondering whether you can live above sin. You are above sin. You are more than a conqueror. Your new body cannot sin. So don't wake up saying, now, how many of you, except you are a military man, you are walking and you are like this. You are looking at your hand. Sure that your hand is moving well. Except you are doing parade. You don't live life like this every day of your life. You wake up. It's boring. How do you walk? God wants us to live this life, not like this. This eternal life. No. God wants us to live this life like this. He wants the life to be normal. He wants the life to be normal to you. Say eternal life is normal to me. It's normal. I don't expect to sin. I don't expect to find myself in sin. That's how you talk. When he says something, you boldly say it. Say, I'm not a sinner. Shout it to your neighbor. Now say, I'm the righteousness of God. If you think you are a sinner, you will sin. You will sin. Do you know our world now is expecting every man to cheat on a woman? Do you know a lot of women are thinking that all men are scum? So when they get married, they know they are getting married to a scum. Waiting for him to find manifestation. But is that what God said in his word? But our generation think like that because of so many examples. Do you know the solution? The solution is not a lot of relationship seminar. The solution is a lot of Christ seminar. Husband, love your wife as what? Christ loved the church. Meaning if the man does not know Christ, he does not need a woman. Are you listening to me tonight? It is understanding that we have escaped the corruption in the world that is the real freedom. A man that does not understand his nature in Christ will cheat on a woman, no matter how sincere he is, because by strength shall no man prevail. Christ is your satisfaction. He's the bread that when you eat, you hunger no more. That's why you are okay with one woman, because you have been satisfied in Christ. If you keep on following women, you will never find satisfaction in women. I don't know if you saw about the man with 400 women on Facebook. If they didn't catch him, he would have gone on to 1,000. There is no satisfaction there. Are you people getting on trying to say? Have you ever seen a smoker that said, I've smoked enough. Now I'm satisfied from smoking. No smoker is satisfied. Have you ever seen a drunkard that said that, this alcohol, I've been taking it from 20 years ago. Now, this last bottle is bye-bye. I've taken this thing now. I think I deserve an award. No alcoholist can talk like that. In fact, they'll look for scripture that they don't know whether it exists or not. They have one scripture that they don't know the verse. Drink but not be drunk. But it's not in the Bible. They created the scripture. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. I asked one time. I said, why do you drink alcohol? He said, car. The thing takes me somewhere, sir. It takes me somewhere. I can't explain, but if I'm not there, I cannot move. I cannot do things. It will carry you go where you don't know. Because he said, I don't know the place. So he doesn't know. And I said, which is your favorite? He said, Zazu. The pastor, there's one that calls Zazu. If I take Zazu, Kai, pastor. He said, hey, there's something that happens to me. If I pastor, I will preach well. I'll be in the spirit. And I said to him, why do you like it so much? And aren't you a Christian? He said, pastor, Jesus changed water to wine. If Jesus changed water to wine, it's an approval. I said, listen, brother. The scripture says wine. The root word in Greek is called olam. Everybody say olam. The Bible says wine. You think it's alcohol. Read the Bible carefully. It said that the culture entails that you drink the good wine at the beginning, and at the end they will bring shekbe. You think when they say bad wine, they meant, what do you think bad wine means? Huh? Let me teach you how to learn the character of God. When God gave manna to the children of Israel, he said it should not last the next day. Because something will happen in chemistry. What is it called? Fermentation. A lot of alcohol will produce there. He said, I don't want it. Eat it that day, throw the rest away. They stored it, it became warm. Because instead of taking alcohol, God destroyed it. Think about it. That's how when you take alcohol, it destroys your system. One of the sicknesses is called intestinal acrobatics. It destroys you. So for it to destroy you, God will destroy it. I mean, that's why we'll one day buy Benway Brewers and burn it. You see why you have to be rich? They say, Pastor Simon wants to buy Benway Brewers. If you hear it one day, don't think I've started the business. Go the next week, I'll burn it. See, be rich. You get why? We will buy some channels and change it for the right purpose. Is it Big Brother Ninja? There's somebody here that will buy it. So that some youth can be productive. They say, Pastor Ed, Edilonia, how do they call it? Edilonia is buying Big Brother Ninja. Will not put our hand. Say, no, fear not. He will now come and announce, I bought it to destroy it. Right now, Nigerians don't have a Big Brother whatsoever. The highest bidder should come. But this is the money. $50 million. Who thinks he can buy should come. Even the federal government will not come. You see, there's a man called Elon Musk doing some wonders in the UK, right? The US right now. Twitter was trying to remove his choicest candidate that just won the election. They were trying, oh my God. If your neighbor is not happy, he's a suspect. Let me climb here so that you see me so well. He found that they were trying something. Listen, before I continue, Elon Musk lost his son sexually. You know what that means? His son said, I'm no more son. I'm now a daughter. He couldn't do nothing. One of the richest, I think he's the richest in the world. He couldn't do nothing. His son said, now I'm a daughter, sir. Elon Musk said, hey, they cheated me. This is not part of the gospel, but it makes some sense. Amen. He said, I know what to do. I will meet a man called Trump. And I'll partner with him. He didn't check Twitter. They buying the guy. He said, I want to buy Twitter. They gave him. The first thing he did, Trump came back online. If they try to remove him from Facebook, he will buy it. I just saw one news that he has told CNN, I want to buy you people. Oh You see why you have to work hard? No. They find you in the night studying. They say, why are you reading about business like this? It's for the kingdom. I'm doing this for the kingdom. The Bible says, for money itself is a defense. Money itself is a defense. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. God does not make anybody rich. Who makes people rich? Is it the devil? When you don't understand kingdom, you think that money is useless. The Bible says, by prosperity shall my cities be spread abroad. Are you people here tonight? Are you here tonight? Say, God is not interested in politics. Who told you that? Before King Ahab left, God anointed King Saul. Before he left the throne, God anointed another one called David. God was interested in politics in time past. He's still interested in the next president of Nigeria. He's interested. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Glory to God. Some of you here will be presidents, and it's not a problem, because righteousness excels nation. But sin is a what? Reproach. You know the problem of our country today? Sinners are ruling. Righteous people are saying, it's not my problem. Some of you, God will push you into politics. He will push you. Are you here tonight? Are you here tonight? We are the light of the world. We boldly declare it. The kingdom of God is not a function of eating and drinking. Don't do things for money. Are you listening to me? Don't do things for what? Money alone. They say, why are you pursuing worldly music? He said, I want to make money like whiskey. Is whiskey the standard? Hey, answer me. Let's not. I know you guys want to make it look. Is whiskey the standard? Is Davido the standard? Is Bonaboy the standard? Is Rihanna the standard? Is Jay-Z the standard? Who is the standard? Jesus Christ. He is the standard. If you become like them, you'll be condemned with the devil. It is the devil's effect you are seeing on them. I'm not saying they are devils. If we preach to them, they will be saved. God loves them. He died for them. In fact, he died for all of us while we were still sinners. He loves them as they are sinners like this. But if they don't receive his love, so you don't copy them, you teach them. Don't follow, please. Don't delve into paths because of money. No. Kingdom of God is not a function of eating and drinking, but what? Righteousness, peace, and what? Joy in the Holy Ghost. That's where Paul stood from and said, godliness with what? Contentment. Contentment is what? Great gain. You may not have the money now, but there's this peace beyond understanding. Still pursuing, you are pursuing the money in peace. You can't talk lack. You can't talk fear. You understand the glorious riches in you, the saints. When men say there's a casting down, you shout there's a lifting up. You don't talk fear. You don't talk defeat. You can never be found saying I'm a sinner. No, you are the righteousness of God. You are bold about it. Very bold about it. The Bible says he has said so that we may boldly say, not fearfully say. Say, I'm above only. Pastor Simon, what do you mean? If I go back today, will I feel temptation? It will come. But what did the Bible say? He said, you are debtors to by the Spirit put to death. Put to death. You take Satan like this and throw him away because he's powerless. He will try to rise. He's powerless. He said, when the enemy tries to come against us, he said, like a flood, the Spirit of God. Meaning the Spirit of God is what is likened to the flood. He said, the Spirit of God, like a flood, will raise a standard against him. He cannot compromise his standard. And God has raised that standard in us. He said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water, springing forth unto what? Eternal life. Say, I'm full of life. The first man is of the earth, early. The second man, the Lord from heaven. The second man, the first man is a living soul. The second man, a life-giving spirit. Life-giving spirit. Nothing dies around me. Nobody can be sick around me. I'm not scared that the devil is not a function. You know what the devil is for us non-believers? He's a specimen. When we talk about him in church, we use him as a specimen. No specimen can hurt anybody. Now, who is the devil? He's specimen what? thee. That's who he is. We don't talk about Satan like he's a powerful thing. If you say Satan is powerful, you don't know God. God is so powerful that Satan is nothing. The Bible says a light so shining, and in him there is no one. No trace of darkness in God. No trace of darkness in you. Are you here tonight? Lift up your hands everywhere and pray in the spirit. Tonight, anybody that is sick, anybody in sin whatsoever, you are free. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. We have come to the end, but don't go till the prayer is done. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Pray, everyone. Pray. Pray. Oh, Rabaka Shabaya. Are you here tonight? Lift your voice. Saints of the Most High. Emananaya nanemano shalaradi. Shamano shalibarato sanane. Lift your hands. Oh, Saints of the Most High. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Pray, 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 pray. Go ahead, somebody pray. Shabbaton Satakata. Jande Kabondiratus. Woo, the glory is here. Angels are here. Healings, impartations are happening. They are happening. I'm sure you are aware. You are aware. Woo! Adonai, Adonai. Ancient King of Israel, Adonai, Adonai. There is no king just like you. Incense rise, help with sound. Lift your hands everywhere, lift your hands. Go ahead and pray. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Adonai. Something new is happening. Adonai, inside and outside. Lift your voice. Adonai. Adonai. Shabababababa, Adonai, I. Shena na na maya kona ni na ne manano no maradea. Shena na mare na kane na no na ne basona ne na ne aladosa.
Go ahead and pray, somebody. Somebody pray like you have never prayed before. Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you. Incense rise, represent majestic throne of Zion's King. Incense rise, helps resound. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. God is here tonight. Adonai, Adonai, ancient King of Israel. Adonai, Adonai, there is no king just like you. Rich in power, full of love, majestic throne of Zion's King. Incense rise, help resound. Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. God is here, so mighty, so mighty. I just heard these words in my spirit. Somebody pray and say, Lord, the zenith of my call I will touch from today. The zenith of my call, who you want me to be. The zenith of my call, my assignment on the earth, I'll begin to touch from today. I want to become that man and woman. It's never too late in God. I want to become that man and woman that you desire from the beginning. He told Jeremiah, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I'd call you to be a prophet. Tell God tonight, that man, that woman you designed me to be. I'm tired of activities. I'm tired of playing around. I'm tired of pursuing only money. I'm tired of pursuing only my career. Lord, who did you call me to be? What do you want me to do? Ashanta Kaboya. Let the katanda bate katalia katoya. Lift your voice, somebody. Mean business with the Lord tonight. Shalada Yakabasa. We're talking about destiny, and it's personal. Destiny is personal. Forget about your neighbor. Mean business with the Lord tonight. Shaka. Shabata katalia kata. Irapa kata sanda. Shana na 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 balakata. Lakata balia. Lord, I don't just want to exist. I don't just want to exist. Eshina. Eshina. I don't just want to pursue money. I don't just want to be a lawyer, a doctor. What do you want me to achieve with this profession? What do you want me to achieve with this profession? Use me, Lord. Go ahead. Use me, Lord, for your glory. He said, I have created man for my glory. Here am I, Jesus. Shanna na konda ni na ne ma ne ya Sonaniano, Saliano, Canianes, Senanano, Sialacon, Onanema, Canena, Manena, Nanonia, Naniata, Sanianana, Nanana, lift your voice tonight. Shana makona na 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 makana na ya. Ena heya 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 heya. Shana na 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 kana na na ya. Sona niya na na bayala. Kabasha. Ha paraka shala valeka. Let there be a bursting forth tonight. The rivers, let it burst forth. Let the river burst forth tonight. Ah, for there is a river that makes glad the city of the Lord. Lord, let it flow. That glory, that glory. Shala makande na 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 na. Oh na na ni na na ma so na kana na le mana no na ni ano sha oh na ne la bo sha kada da di sha oh na ni akosa kada da di sha shema kona ne mane. The fire of the Holy Ghost is here tonight. Ata ata ilakwa sanata eshata paka pondi lato shaka pata liata esora nenda poni roko ata kanika sha. Pray somebody, pray, pray. To men we utter foolishness, but in the spirit we utter mysteries. Lord, we are not afraid of what the world tells us. He uses the foolish things of the world to confirm the wise. Foolish things as tongues. Foolish things as the wisdom of the spirit, as it appears foolish to the world. He uses this to confirm the wise. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. They may laugh at me, but I'll pray. I didn't just come to exist. I came to fulfill prophecy. It has been written about me. It was written about me. I've come in the volume of the book. It was written about me. To do your will. Oh God, is that your prayer tonight? I have come in the volume of the book. It was written about me to do your will, oh God. I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will, oh God. For I have come in the volume of the scroll written about me. My God, something has hit us tonight. The glory. Take advantage of it. The glory is here. I can tell you as a man of God, the glory is here. If you take this anointing, if you take the advantage of this anointing tonight, it will not only change your life, it will change your family, it will change your finances, it will change your city, it will change your village, it will change your neighborhood. Kaskatanda Bashkutafleatiakosa. Lord, I will do your will. I will do your will. I will do your will. We are your sacrifice tonight. I bring more than myself to you. I bring myself. I am your sacrifice. I bring more than a song to you, Jesus. I bring myself. I am your worship. How many are saying this tonight? Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Satan will not cause my life to be useless, Lord. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. I bring more than a song to you. I bring myself. I am your sacrifice. I bring more than a song to you, Jesus. I bring myself. Lord, I am your worship. Receive this living sacrifice. I am your worship. Lord, accept this living sacrifice. Shata, shapa, shata, liakosa. Lord, receive this living sacrifice. Is that your cry tonight? Lord, accept. Use me, Lord, for your glory, for the purpose why you brought me into this world. That's the real reason for living. Atakabaya. For there is prophecy over me. I cannot fail this world. I cannot fail this world. I must fulfill your call. There is prophecy over my life. I cannot fail this one. I cannot fail you, Lord. Hiya. Is that your cry tonight? There is prophecy over me. I will not give up now. I cannot fail my Lord. I must fulfill this curse. There is prophecy over me. The enemy has come to steal, kill, destroy, but there are some lifting up their hand. There's a remnant saying, Lord, there's prophecy over me. The word will keep me like Caleb. He said, the Lord spoke to me 42 years ago, and I'm alive till death, so that I keep the word of the Lord. Caleb said, I'm alive at 82. Jeroboam, he said, I'm alive to keep the word of the Lord spoken at 42. There's something written about you. Jakarta, it's bigger than that way of life. It's bigger than that way of life. It's bigger than that ambition. It's bigger than that profession. It's the reason for our living. Jakarta. Shakapa. Lord, you created me for a purpose. There is prophecy over me. I cannot give up now. I cannot fail my. I'll begin to live like the prophecy over my life. I'll begin to live like the prophecy over my life. Kai, Jesus. Jesus. They may not admire this part. The world may not admire this part. But it has been written about me. Lakwatandepa. They may not like it. Jesus told us. He said, because they never knew me, they will not like you. They will not know you. They will discredit you. They will tell you are wasting your time serving God. Because they never knew me, they will not understand what you are doing. Young men, young women, serve the Lord while thou art young. Lift up a prayer. Lift up a prayer. For the earnest expectation of creation awaits the manifestation of you and I as sons. The prophecy over your life is bigger than that sickness. You are coming out. It's bigger than that sin. You are coming out of that sin and addiction. It's bigger than that financial issue. You are coming out. Rapatonsa. 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 Jeremiah said, Lord, what you have given me is too big for me. I am too small. God told him, shut your mouth. Before I formed you in your mother's womb, you had the assignment. You are not too small to pursue Jesus. You are not too young to serve the Lord. Lift up a cry. Lord, my life is yours. I am yours. Against all odds, Lord, I stand with you. I will never compromise my faith. No amount of hunger, no amount of pain, because I know it has come to pass. Why? There's a prophecy over me. The word of the Lord will keep me. That word of prophecy will lead me. Shata shapa lia kosalata elatas kalisha liras kafunda zara kababa. Tonight is somebody praying tonight and saying, Holy Spirit, help me. Let that be your prayer. This is how God helps people. The engineering ministry of the Holy Spirit. He works as an engineer, as the Holy Spirit. He makes sure everything he has done on the cross become your reality. Somebody tell the Lord, Holy Spirit, I desire a fresh walk. Let that be your prayer. Beyond religion. Kaya. It's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. I sense a mighty presence. I sense a mighty, like a man walking in the room, like a mighty man, I sense it so mighty. I sense it. He's changing everything. Some of you begin to feel some special touch, like fire. Like fire, ushers, help us. Like fire. Like mighty waters gushing out from your inside. Like chilled breeze, chilled. One thing tonight, swallow your pride. Tonight, stay in the school of the Spirit. Swallow that pride. Don't you know? In his hands are the keys to eternal life. One thing tonight. A little here, a little there. Until the day we're done, he's at work in us, changing everything. He's the Holy Ghost, Spirit of the living God. He's the Holy Ghost. You want that touch? If you want it, lift your hands and say, Lord, I want it. He's touching, he's touching, he's touching. I know what I'm saying. He's touching, he's touching. He'll fill your thirst, he'll fill your hunger. Blessed are those that thirst and hunger after righteousness. They'll be filled. You'll be filled tonight. Receive it. Sicknesses are going. They are going. Like an embargo. They are being lifted. I hear diabetes. I hear diabetes. It's going. It's going. HIV. Is that easy in the glory? Is that easy? He is changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. Changing everything in this place in obedience to Christ. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus. Oh, dear Jesus. I still lift this. You are my glory and the lifter of our head. My glory and the lifter of our head.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.